Bibles to Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23. I want to say thank you to everybody here at Good Shepherd Baptist Church. It's put in so much work to make this camp meeting such a blessing to me and my family. It's been real good for us to be here. And I want to say also we're on our way to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Lord willing, perhaps by the end of this year or the beginning of next year, we'll be down there to reach the Jews and Gentiles for the Lord Jesus Christ and get some good churches started. And we appreciate your prayers. Exodus chapter 23, verse 20, the title of this message is, Who is Fighting Who? Who is Fighting Who? Exodus chapter 23 and verse 20, Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Yeah. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. First, I want to look at the people here. The people are God's people. God's people are being addressed here. They're being addressed and getting some instructions from the Lord concerning how to go about their life in the Promised Land. Amen. The Promised Land is a picture of the victorious Christian life. And we've got a good God, but if we're not going to obey Him, it's just not going to work out. And He promised His people that He was going to send an angel. Now, this is a capital A angel, which makes a reference to deity. And you can see that God is a Trinity, a triune Godhead, even in the Old Testament. Amen. This is one of the persons of the Godhead. Jesus is that rock. Jesus is the rock. And this is a reference to deity. But you mark it down, God's people today, we have the Spirit of Christ, and He's also the Spirit of the Father. We have the Lord. These people had God's help, and we have God's help. We've seen the people, we've seen the person, but let's see the promise here. The promise is we have a promise of a prepared place. A prepared place, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. You mark it down, child of God. God has a place prepared for you and His perfect will. And He wants you to be there, and it's not some mystical thing that you've got to figure out. You just obey what God has told you already what to do in His Word, and He will show you, amen. But not only do we have a promise of a prepared place, we have a promise of planned victories. You know, the battle is the Lord's. God will fight for us, and we are in a big-time battle here in this wicked world that we live in. He wants to fight for us, and He will fight for us. But are we going to let Him? Who's fighting who? Are we going to let God fight for us? Or are we going to fight against Him? That's where a lot of battles are going on. And even good King James Bible believing fundamental independent Baptist churches, people are fighting against God. And He wants to fight for us. But if we're fighting against Him, we're fighting against the very one that wants to fight for us. And what's happening? He's not going to fight our enemies if we're fighting against Him, is He? No, He's going to be spending His time dealing with us concerning our sin and our lack of obedience to Him. He wants to fight for us. And why will we fight against Him? We fight against Him when we start rubbing shoulders with and being friendly to the very enemies that He wants to fight against for us. He says here in verse 24, Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And you think that's tough? Look at verse 13. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect. We're supposed to walk circumspectly in this world, are we not? And make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. God built a fence for His people back there in the Old Testament. Why? Because He knew they were going into a wicked place. You know the Canaanites? That was a demon-possessed society. I'm telling you what, it was bad. But it's bad now, too. My family and I are getting ready to go to one of the most wicked cities on the face of this planet, the world capital for spiritism, which is nothing more than a fancy name for organized demon worship. But hey, God's not giving us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and of a sound mind. We are in a battle. We are in a battle. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The devil has his army. And they're organized. If God opened our eyes here this morning to see what's going on in the spirit world, we would not be able to handle it. But God wants to fight for us, and He will fight for us if we let Him. But you mark it down. There's people here this morning. You've been fighting against God. And you wonder why this Christian life is such a miserable life. And you wonder why you're having so many struggles. Oh yes, in the Christian life, we're going to have struggles. But you mark it down. The Lord will never put more on us than what we can bear. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. His burden is bearable, amen. And He wants to fight for us. But who are you fighting this morning? Is God fighting your enemies? Or is He spending His time dealing with you because you're fighting against Him? I want to share a testimony with you in closing. I was delivering pizzas a few years ago, and it was the last night I ever delivered pizzas. I had been praying, asking God to deliver me from the job that I had. I was on part-time deputation, and I was tired of seeing the wickedness of this world too up close and personal. Because when you deliver pizzas, especially after dark in most delivery areas, you're delivering pizzas mostly to drunks and drug addicts and drug dealers. And I was using my opportunities to witness, and they didn't like it either. But you know what? I started asking God. I said, God, deliver me from this job. But I know that You want me to work this job because You have told me in Your Word, he that does not take care of his own family is worse than an infidel. And I did not want to be compared to an infidel. So I kept working and I prayed and I left my prayer with the sovereign God of heaven, trusting in Him to work it all out. Keep in mind, we was on part-time deputation. We had a lot of bills. I was married and my wife was expecting our first child. And we only had about 10% of our needed support. And also, along with all that, I wanted to launch out on full-time deputation. You know what happened? God answered my prayer. I got beat up and robbed by 3 drug dealers. I haven't delivered any pizza since. Amen. But you know what they did? They tried to do in my eyesight. They continued to stand me up and punch me in the eyes, stand me up and punch me in the eyes. I was in and out of consciousness. Why did they do this? Well, somebody had lied to them, because when I delivered pizzas to their place, somebody told them that I had taken something from that place, from that delivery. And so what they did, they put a hit on me. And they tried to do it in my eyesight because they thought that I could identify them. And you know what they did? They continued to punch me and punch me and punch me. Well, while they were doing that, praise be to the Lord, I had His presence. And I had His peace. And while they were punching me, I felt no pain. Now, I'm not a big man. Most of you men in this building could take me. But I'm telling you, God protected me. And He will protect us. He will protect us in the physical realm. And He will protect us in the spiritual realm. Amen. And He protected me. But then somebody told those fellas that the police were coming. They tipped them off because they called the police and then they tipped them off. That's a wonderful citizen of our country, is it not? And so what happened? They left that dark area where they were beating me up. And they went out to see if the police were coming. And they called back and they said, hey, stand up. Stand up. And at the time, I was conscious.
And I did the very same thing in my mind that each and every one of you men here this morning would have done, and a lot of you women too. I thought to myself, I am going to stand up and I'm going to show them by standing up that I have taken their punches. But the Lord told me in His still small voice, stay down. Then the Lord said, get as low as you could get. And I let the air out and got as low as I could get to that concrete. You know what happened? I heard gunshots. And the next thing you know, I woke up and there was a paramedic over top of me. And I found out from the investigator later that they fired 3 gunshots at me. And if I would have stood up, they probably would have got me. There were 3 fresh bullet holes in the doors behind me. And you know what? The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. He wants to fight for us. Can you imagine anybody that can keep you from doing what God wants you to do? Can you imagine anybody? Well, if you can't, there is one. Go look in the mirror. Our biggest enemy is ourselves. When we fight against God, He won't fight for us. He wants to fight for us.